Our meditation this morning is taken from one verse of the gospel lesson read a moment ago, Mark chapter 15, verse 2. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. New Testament scholars, some coming at their task with varying agendas, admittedly, have observed that our Lord did not wear his messiahship on his sleeve. That is to say, he didn't continually boast or go about boasting in an arrogant, theatrical fashion about who he was, or in a way that could have led to misunderstanding about why he had come. In our text, Jesus responds to Pilate's question with a simple, straightforward affirmation. "Yes, it is as you say," as to whether he was indeed the king of the Jews. Nothing empirically spectacular happened when Jesus made that confession of who he was before Pilate.
Today's date is October 5th. The chapel speaker is Dr. George Robert.
God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the words of Scripture, which were just read to us, the elder apostle, St. Paul, is discussing with his newly appointed under-shepherd the office of the holy ministry. And he is pointing out that to be a pastor depends really on God alone, not on training, not on education. So the call and the message are not ours, but God alone. Undoubtedly, Timothy was very uneasy about the position in which Paul had placed him and to where he had been assigned. For this was an area that was full of false teachers, agnostic speculation, legalism. And when Paul told Timothy to remain at Ephesus, undoubtedly, Timothy had some reservation and was feeling a little bit squeamish about the assignment that was given to him. And so Paul, the old seasoned veteran, tells Timothy both how and why he became a minister and a pastor for Jesus Christ. And both of them, he says, happened because I have received mercy. How did he become a minister? We know the whole story. Paul, the blasphemer, the persecutor, the insulter, had suddenly been transformed. Transformed by the mercy of God, which came to him, and judged him faithful, appointed him to serve, and then gave him strength to carry out the job that was given to him. The basic causative factor is, Paul says, Christ Jesus, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And so we are all called because we have received mercy. Because God has called us, and this is the objective reality that makes our ministry effective. But why did he then become a minister and a pastor and a preacher and an apostle? Because he said, I have received mercy for a purpose. I received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience for an example to those who were to believe in him in eternal life. And so, he had received this mercy for a purpose, to show the perfect patience of Jesus Christ as an example. And so, not only are our words important, but why we are become a pastor is equally important in our lives and in our actions. We are
have received mercy, and on the basis of this mercy, we are to act as God's representative to the world. We are to live under the love of God, reflecting it as the sun shines and the moon, when it rises at night, reflects the light of the sun upon the earth. So we are a reflection of God's love, of God's grace, and of God's great mercy. And this is the job Paul is assigning to Timothy. Why and how did he and we become ministers? Because we have received mercy. The result is that our entire lives, therefore, are a doxology of praise to God in this life and on into eternity. We have a never-ending living doxology because I have received mercy. Amen. May the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Let us now rise and